FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police are probing the origin of expired and counterfeit goods found in a warehouse south of Durban. The discovery was made yesterday afternoon during an operation led by Provincial Police Chief Ndlandla Mkhwanazi and KZN Premier Tami Ndoli on the Bluff. Police say the workers at the warehouse had fled by the time they arrived. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was there and filed this report.
Expired food items and counterfeit goods were found in four warehouses, including in Bluff and South Coast Road. Food items such as noodles and baby food were found packed tightly, nearly reaching the roof of the dark warehouse. The items were found near chemicals and alcohol, as well as medicine and spices. Commissioner Mkhwanazi says they believe the products had already expired by the time they reached our shores.
The contamination already starts on the shipping coming in. What happens when one of those chemical bottles breaks inside that container? It messes up everything that is there. But these things then get to be moved from here to other warehouses where people that are buying them, they are going to be distributing them from there to different suppliers that are going to be selling it to the public.
He says with the spotlights on the spate of foodborne illnesses, they are keeping a close watch for unapproved food coming into the country and ending up in the hands of informal traders.
They've got different clients that brings different goods. Yes, they might declare something else on the paper, but maybe the reality of what they are bringing in is not necessarily what has been declared. Majority of these items are thoroughly wrapped, that unless you break it open, you're not going to know what's inside.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Bluff.
In Limpopo, two suspects will appear before the Makhado Magistrates Court after they were nabbed for being in possession of illegal explosives worth 2 million rand. The police ministry's Kamogelo Mokgosi says they were arrested in an operation on Tuesday.
The arrests were made during a tactical stop and search operation conducted by the Vembe Flying Squad along the N1 South, just outside Makhado. Four bags containing superpower 90 gel tubes were discovered in the suspect's vehicle. The explosives unit confirmed these were commercial explosives.
And the congressional panel, which investigated allegations of sexual misconduct against Donald Trump's pick to head the U.S. Justice Department, parted ways without releasing its report. Matt Gaetz won re-election to the U.S. House of Representatives this month, but resigned shortly after President-elect Trump picked him to be Attorney General. His resignation came days before the House Ethics Committee was to vote on releasing its report. The panel probed alleged illegal activity by Gaetz, including sexual misconduct with a minor, drug use, and misappropriating campaign funds, which he denies. Democratic representative on the committee, Susan Wild.
This committee is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, five Dems, five Republicans, which means that in order to affirmatively move something forward, somebody has to cross party lines and vote with the other side. That did not happen. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th to further consider this matter.
Back home, Durban's reaching a high of 29 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.